Hi, I'm Rebecca. I am a compulsive overeater. Hi, I'm 3.5 years in. My back-to-back abstinence is from January 30th of 2020. I started just before COVID. I've worked in the same place for 20 plus years. They released us after COVID and nobody recognized me. I'm 105 down from my top known weight, but because I also used to be a restrictor in my younger years, I am up 40 from my bottom. And one of the miracles is I'm comfortable in my body. Yay. Abstinence did that. I'm going to open with the wisdom of TikTok, which I know is not approved. But I saw this TikTok where this guy was talking and he was saying when a higher power made all creation, we were created with what's in us to survive. So giraffes are born and within an hour of birth can walk. That's crazy. That when a kangaroo is born, it's born knowing instinctually it needs to get into the pouch. And when babies are born, they cry. Because we are hardwired, even at birth, the instinct is in us that we are geared to ask for help. And then we teach ourselves not to. I know that I've always been a compulsive overeater. I know that addiction runs in my family. I still don't know what hunger is. Like, I'm 3.5 years in and people go, I'm hungry. I'm like, I'm like the Hulk. That's just my natural state of being. I'm always hungry. My mom once asked me, when do you think compulsive overeating became a problem for you? And I said, Mom, you're the one who told me you were such a good baby. You never cried and you were such a good eater. It's just been with me. The time I thought I found hunger, it was actually an allergic reaction, for real, and found out later when the stomach pain actually took place. I restricted as a kid because I didn't know how to handle my relationship with food and figured that would be a great way to handle it. Didn't work. When that didn't work, I did the great thing of turning to drugs and alcohol. Well, that just got stupid. So thank you, people who understand that one. Okay. I did in that period try step work and then turn to religion and became a hot mess who for the next 25 years I was turning to food because it was socially acceptable and I was not dealing at all with my addiction. I did 25 years of aging and zero maturing. Oh, you felt that. I'm older than I look because I'm still working on growing up. I'm still working on growing up. As an adult, like you had said, I built that physical wall around me. I had a wall of protection. I had learned somewhere along the line, if I could just keep people from getting too close, I found a way. Just pack more weight on. My husband, my first husband, couldn't get close to me. I had built the wall. We divorced. Don't be sad. No good marriage ends in divorce. Second marriage, I had worked so hard because I had a treadmill in my dining room. You might have a problem when you do that, by the way. Just so you know, I had worked so hard to get my weight down, started dating, got remarried, and I found the weight coming back on. It was just coming back on, and I couldn't get rid of it. There were horrifying moments of public shaming, standing in a checkout line, seeing someone standing there with their phone and knowing they're taking a video or a picture of me with the items I'm purchasing, at my highest known weight.
Ooh, that hurt.
But it didn't hurt as much as the moment I realized what was happening with me in food, as I called it sharking. I go cold and dead, my eyes change, and I can't stop chewing. I was introduced to Hal. I'm so grateful. I went to the last of the newcomers meetings in the Twin Cities before COVID, ended up in a Hal meeting. I sat in a Hal meeting and saw people who were of normal weight. I thought I was in the wrong meeting. I saw the sponsor line. It wrecked me. And then I just assumed everyone here is a liar. And then when I thought to myself, surely they have not lost weight, they passed around pictures. And I was like, I have found my people. And I cried for the first month. Two meetings a week. Just sit and cry through, make my way through. In my family, there's diabetes, coronary issues. I had just, prior to getting into Hal, was just considering getting a gastric bypass. And I work, ironically, in a recovery field, which is great. I'm a staff in a recovery program, and I work with people who are really like meth and heroin, and like we're a very long-term program, mine is, that we work in. And I had a staff member lovingly tell me, Rebecca, if you don't address this issue, you're going to come back into this program as a client and you'll never be able to work here. And I knew she was right. Because I know I would have blown that gastric bypass in like the first month, and I probably would have had to start using something else to get the weight off. I was asked by somebody I worked with, a client in the program, a former meth addict, when's your cheat day? I looked at them and said, when's yours? They understood immediately. How changed my life? OA changed my life. The step works and getting abstinent, my first day of abstinence, it was the first day I began to actually love myself. Just putting down the food, I didn't have to lose all the weight to love myself. I just had to have one day of abstinence. I've just been adding day upon day, and now I'm really good friends with myself. I'm so grateful for my body because despite the way I treated it, it got me to today. I treated it like crap. I spoke crap about it. It still got me here. Good job, buddy. The speakers tell my story, and I was given on one of those days a food plan, and in how we do stick with the food plan, I don't veer from that food plan, and I had to find out because, like it says in the big book in Bill's story, unmindful of his welfare, I thought only of recapturing the spirit of other days. I found freedom when I stopped complicating my food. I was the queen of complicating, because if I had sweet, then I had to have savory. And if I had savory, then I had to have sweet, so you can see how that would not end. I just never stopped eating. But the lack of complication in my food has changed. Now, some of you don't have this problem, but like certain foods, even certain seasonings could set me off, because like my family does Mexican food at Christmas, and then when in my first marriage it was Indian food at Christmas, and then there were specific flavors, and I would try and make my abstinent food taste like other things, and someone lovingly said, knock that off. If it's rice, eat rice. If it's vegetables, eat the vegetables. The simplicity of my meals changed my life. This abstinence changed my life. It brought simplicity to my thinking. I don't just weigh and measure my food. I can weigh and measure my time. I weigh and measure my energy. And someone kind of touched on this and can't remember who did it, but God bless you. talking about like the clarity and the peace, I remember reading to my sponsor that something was wrong. For 2 weeks, I would call my sponsor daily and say, something's really wrong. After 2 weeks, I realized what it was. I was content. It was so foreign to me. I assumed something was wrong. Thank you.